Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, hour number two here on a Monday afternoon now. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back-to-back NFL no huddles coming up in just a couple of minutes. We will get back into what the Falcons couldn't get done yesterday afternoon in Foxborough, and then all the other news from around the league. Tons of injuries yesterday.
Yeah, just, man. Like,
so many big-time star player devastating injuries yesterday. We'll get you caught up on all that over the next 45 minutes. Get the phone lines back open at 1240 as well. Really good calls at 1140. We'll do the same thing in about half an hour from right now.
How about the – and you told me this when I got here. Like, they had a – the Hawks had an injury dump in the middle of a Georgia game. They traced it a bit. They thought we wouldn't have noticed?
I don't know. I don't know. The timeline of all the trace stuff was interesting. Like, you know, he gets hurt mid last week, right?
Yes.
And then we don't really know much about it. Seemed like it was going to be better than initially feared. And then Trey has his tweet on Friday, which had everybody wondering what was going
God.
On. Which, you know.
I don't never judge nobody Jesus, Andy. I don't never judge nobody Jesus. But damn, every time like you woke up late and missed practice. You got to quote Matthew?
There's probably a Bible verse for that.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't question nobody Jesus.
Sure.
Like, all the time?
Sure. Damn. Yeah. But then the other thing, too, is, you know what you're doing.
Yes.
Like, everyone's wondering what's going on with your health.
Like, I didn't see nothing.
Well, because they didn't tell us for a whole nother day.
Yeah.
So we got a whole day of speculating about what that meant, which I think is what the people who write cryptic tweets want, which, again, you're pretty famous. Like, how much attention do you need? Anyway, and then we find out late Saturday, like in the midst of all the crazy college football stuff, that Trey is going to be reevaluated in a month.
Yes.
So he's going to miss a month with his knee injury. Reevaluated in a month doesn't mean playing in a month.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You say that one more time?
I mean, at this point, what is it, November 3rd? Hopefully we see Trey by Christmas? I don't know. Seems like a reasonable timeline.
Yeah,
a month is early December, and then you get reevaluated. Probably add a couple more weeks to that. Normally is.
Yeah,
I mean, who knows?
It's pregnant sales. There's
no use.
Six,
no
right?
use to 6 weeks. Yeah. Yeah, there's no use speculating because he'll be back when he's back.
Yeah.
But not great for a Hawks season that had a lot of hype coming into it.
Right.
It's gotten off to a pretty clunky start, and now your star player is going to be out for a while. Also, not great for a guy who's in a contract year. You know. Trey's trying to make
you know,
the maximum
trying to get that big next contract.
The maximum,
and he's going to miss a whole bunch of basketball. So yep. That sucks.
The maximum, Andy. But yep, he'll be out for a while. Hopefully, these guys can stay afloat like most teams when you lose your star player. Hopefully, other guys step up, and you know, you're not too far behind when Trey gets back.
Mm-hmm.
Most important, I think that's definitely the most important thing. But so
the problem, just for me again, I know, we'll get back to the Falcons.
Yeah,
the problem is. This 6 weeks was supposed to be the gelling.
Yes.
6 weeks.
Yes.
All these new pieces figured out
how
to play together.
Then you were all.
Then we were. I was like, all right, get it figured out by Christmas and then off and running. Now you're not going to have that guy back on the court with all those guys till then.
Yes.
So the gel, you know, we got to gel into the new year.
Got to re-gel.
Yeah, you got to re-gel.
Got to re-gel, man. Put it back in the freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fridge. Fridge freezer?
Yeah, fridge does gelling, right? Like Jell-O.
You want to put the fridge.
Yeah.
You put it in the freezer and forget about it, then it freezes.
Yeah. So put it back in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. That's how you make Jell-O. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Not a Jell-O guy.
Not at all. No.
Even my kids don't really like Jell-O.
Not either.
Yeah.
Not either. Never been big Jell-O.
Yeah. We're on the same page on that one. Here's Raheem Morris talking about missing that extra point.
You know, it never comes down to one singular thing. There's a couple of different situations in the game that you can win, that you can change that result. And we almost did it at the end. We got the ball back. We had a chance to go down there and drive and either take the lead or have an opportunity to win that football game. And that's all you can ask from your football team. And they did everything I asked.
Almost everything you asked.
Well, you could ask for a little more.
Yeah, almost everything you asked. Yeah, man. I mean, he's right about the one singular play, but that's the biggest play. You know what I mean? Like, that's the biggest one. That's that because you had opportunity. Your team fought their ass off.
Yeah.
Like, this could have got so ugly before halftime, knowing that New England gets the freaking ball back.
It felt like it was about to become Miami.
Yes. And then you get the biggest. Is that the biggest defensive player of the year?
Definitely.
Yeah, the biggest defensive player of the year from your two top picks. It's a great damn play, and now you're back in this damn game. That would have been a damn shame if they had wasted that opportunity and kicked the field goal.
Oh, I know.
It would have been a shame. But, again, great call by Zach Robinson, great play call, and they were able to get the touchdown. And then a great job coming out of the half by the defense, because that's always the thing. They get the ball first, and then you're able to go down and get another score, and you fight your ass off all game for somebody to just do your freaking job, man.
Simple as that.
Just do your damn job. Yes, there are other plays. Yes, whatever.
Of course.
Do your damn job. You did it just previously?
Right. The problem with the other plays are a lot of those other guys have made other plays.
Yes.
Right? Like,
yeah, he didn't go out there. Like,
he didn't tackle anybody.
No. Nah. Is he the kickoff guy?
Yeah. I think so. Oh, maybe it's Pinion. I don't know.
They didn't drop it?
No, right. You know what I mean? There was no great special teams play as far as that goes. Nah, you made one field goal from 38. He made his other extra points, which, again, you're not going to get credit for that.
No, that's your job.
And then you miss the most important one. But here's the problem, though. Here's the problem with that being his job. He's not very good at it.
It don't matter. But
which is the reason why he wasn't employed when the season started.
I understand where you're coming from, dog. But you got to make the freaking kick, bro. Because the thing about it is, we can talk about he's a replacement here, replacement there, all that junk. You're on the dance. You know what he going to do? You know what's going to happen tomorrow? He getting paid.
That's right. No, look, I agree with you. I agree with you. I'm just not going to stop at being upset that Parker Romo missed an extra point that cost them a potential win. The fact that Parker Romo is out there in the first place, I get it. Goes up higher than him.
I got it, and that's a problem too. I got what everything you're saying, but I'm talking about right now. This man is still that direct deposit going to hit at midnight tonight for missing a damn kick, but he's still going to get paid. So he's a professional. So just go. But yeah,
probably not for long.
Yeah, man. Just
you know how
whenever you feel it, like because you've been through it with personal experiences. Yeah. Kind of just caps my ass a little bit.
Does it make you feel better to know that he'll probably be unemployed by the end of the
week? No, because there's no guarantee that he will.
Yeah, there's no guarantee. Because what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. Exactly.
You're going to go find somebody less than him.
But that's what I'm saying, though. That's where my frustration lies is, yes, that happened yesterday. That's a part of the reason why you lost yesterday.
Yep.
But this is now the third game, second pretty clearly, where a lacking kicking game cost you an opportunity to win a game. You only played eight games. That's 25% of your games have come down to that.
Yeah, man.
But again, that's also something that we came into the season knowing was an issue. That's the problem is you didn't turn over every single rock and address every single concern. I know you can't do everything at every position, but you know, you could have looked a little harder at the kicker position coming into the year.
Yeah, possibility.
And now before you're not even halfway through the year, because you play 17 of them,
mm-hmm.
eight's slightly less than half of 17,
mm-hmm.
you're probably going to be on your third kicker of the season.
Possibility.
Which means you blanked up.
Yep.
You blanked it up coming into the year. In a year where you couldn't afford to. That's what I don't understand. It's like everybody knew what was on the line this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's try to make sure we're buttoned up.
But that's the thing about it
be.
Is that, but we remember we go back, oh God, I hate the fact that we're talking about freaking kickers right now. But he looked at it from a standpoint of, hey, this guy, he was just hurt last year. He's having a great camp.
I guess. What does that
mean? Yeah, exactly.
What is that?
Exactly.
He was not good last year, and then they hoped that he would be good this year.
That's what you do.
And then they cut him after week one, so clearly they didn't have that much confidence in him.
Because you kicked out the 1 week you got rid of him.
You know what I mean?
1 week.
Because if they were like, oh, no, he's actually okay, if they really did believe then that they he was okay, kept him. Then they would have kept him, yeah. And they wouldn't have, exactly. So, anyway, here we are. Like I said in the first hour, it's the bed they've made, the lumpy-ass bed they've made, and now we have to lay in it. At 3-5. Going to Berlin. To play a pretty damn good Colts team.
Yes.
Who just got their lunch handed to them.
Yes.
Yesterday. Six turnovers. They only had four in the first seven games of the year.
Yeah,
they had
man.
Six yesterday.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
There you go.
But, yeah, that's just the NFL, man. I mean, it just beat them weeks, man. And, I mean, it's crazy because we're talking last week, and I was like, there's certain games. I was just like, it just seemed like the Colts are due for a loss.
Yeah.
You know, you wish it would have been this weekend coming up, but, you know, and not to say you can't get them. They just got so many different.
They could lose two in a row.
They could lose two in a row. They're not impossible to beat.
No.
You know, and then they do have a quarterback who is shaky sometimes. Who's had a shaky career until now. No, he made some plays and everything like that. But I thought yesterday, you know, we go back to the Falcons defense. Like, Drake May didn't hurt them with his legs,
mm-mm.
with his scrambles.
Mm-mm.
I thought. They gave up too many easy completions to the flat. Like, you're like, it's 3rd and 7, you give it up at 6. Like, oh,
yeah.
You know, it's just like they were too deep in their drops.
They were so good on 3rd down.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 3rd and 11 early in the 4th quarter, and they find Diggs on that throw to the sideline.
Yes.
Obviously, the final play, just a gutsy-ass call to throw it on 3rd and 5 in that situation.
Diggs stepped out on his touchdown.
Did you?
I thought he did.
That was a nice little move, too.
Oh, yeah, that was that.
To kind of take it outside and dive at the pylon.
Oh, vintage Stephon right there.
Yeah, that's because Cardi B was in the building.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
She was. She was sitting up there with Robert Kraft.
What's the word for it?
Flex.
It's a flex. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just a duo I didn't expect to see ever.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Ooh.
I didn't know. If you would have said to me, hey, Andy, you think you're going to tune into an NFL game?
Uh-huh.
And see Robert Kraft sitting next to Cardi B.
Oh, okay.
Before I knew that, you know, her and Stephon Diggs were a thing, I would have been like, no, probably not. Probably not going to see that. But what do you know? Isn't that what's great about life?
Yeah, man.
You never know what's going to happen.
The new power couple of the NFL.
Except for one thing, you know, it's going to happen is the Falcons are going to find a way to blanket up at the end.
And they did again, as they usually do. Hey,
and repeat.
This Thursday, join Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram as they get you ready for Thursday Night Football. They'll be broadcasting 2 to 6 while enjoying great food, great drinks at Buffalo's Cafe. You can be a part of the action. That's Dukes and Bell this Thursday, 2 to 6 at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram.
I wish we were allowed to cuss on Mondays.
Yeah.
You know, like most days is fine. That doesn't really bother me that much. But like when the Falcons lose like this, it just would be so much more appropriate.
I do my best not to cuss.
It's weird to talk about it and not cuss.
And
they're a real cuss-worthy football team.
There's a reason, and I love the guy. Of course I love him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I don't know why Hot Rod ain't playing on somebody's team.
There's a reason why. I don't know.
32 teams saying no?
I saw him at game day the other week.
Yeah,
Nailed it.
And made somebody some money.
Nailed it.
I don't know why Hot Rod's doing.
You think Parker Romo would make that game day kick?
Hell no, he wouldn't. Too much pressure. $100,000 there, Andy.
Nah, push it right. All right.
That kick was outside, so.
It's true. He's only good inside. good Lord. NFL No Huddle Part 2 coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.